This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday rebuffed U.S. Republican President Donald Trump's contention that Democratic challenger Joe Biden fraudulently won the southern U.S. state, declaring that the president-elect's claim to Georgia's 16 electoral votes would stand. Brad Raffensperger, the state's top elections official, told ABC News' This Week show that as a conservative Republican, he was disappointed that Trump lost Georgia, but he said the people have spoken and, quote, we don't see anything that would overturn the will of the people. Trump on Saturday asked the state's Republican Governor Brian Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature to overturn the vote there and award Trump the state's electors, which alone would not be enough to upend Biden's unofficial 306 to 232 advantage in the Electoral College, which determines the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. Governor Kemp denied the president's request. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary. This puts a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee the Biden administration's coronavirus response. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Department of Health and Human Services is a $1 trillion plus agency with 80,000 employees and a portfolio that includes drugs and vaccines, leading-edge medical research, and health insurance programs covering more than 130 million Americans. Separately, Mr. Biden has picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.